What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in to my very last episode of Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. I can't believe this is my last episode. This semester in radio has been such an amazing experience. Wow, I never knew how much work went into writing a radio show every week. Finding artists to feature every week was definitely the most time-consuming part of my show. Because, you know, I want to feature high-quality content, so I had to spend quite a bit of time watching a bunch of YouTube videos every week to find artists that I thought really were good enough to feature on the show. And then researching the cover artists and researching the original artists and the song, writing the entire show, and then recording and producing it live for you guys to hear. So definitely a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into making this show the best it possibly could be this semester. And I'd really like to thank my parents, my amazing boyfriend, and my friends for listening every week and supporting me throughout the semester on radio. This episode, I'm going to be doing a special holiday edition of Uncovered, featuring covers of popular Christmas songs. I hope everyone had an awesome Thanksgiving and got to spend it with family or friends and eat a lot. But now it's officially December 1st. Woohoo! So I think it's time to start playing Christmas songs. Christmas is only 24 days away now. I need to start Christmas shopping ASAP. Once I'm done with finals and everything, I need to go brave the mall and buy a bunch of gifts. My mom was saying, "You don't need to get me anything." Yeah, right, Mom. Anyway, I've got some super talented musicians lined up for you today. This show, you're going to hear covers of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, White Christmas, and Santa Baby, as well as a brand new celebrity holiday cover. As always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and supporting my show, Uncovered. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a girl named Daniela Andrade. She's a soulful singer-songwriter from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Her Facebook page says that she draws influence from folk, R&B, and she also has a background in gospel. So that's a pretty interesting mix there. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Daniela Andrade, and that's Daniela with one L, and Andrade spelled A-N-D-R-A-D-E, Andrade. I think she's Honduran. She's also on Facebook and has her own personal website at DanielaAndrade.com. Some notable songs that she's covered include an acoustic rendition of Radiohead's Creep, which now has over 7 million views on YouTube, so that's pretty impressive. Also, her stripped-down version of Gnarls Barkley's Crazy reached number one on blog curating website The Hype Machine. I've heard of that, so that must be pretty good. It was also featured on Songza's popular Blog to 50 playlist. I'm not familiar with that. Might be a Canadian thing because she is from Canada. But it also received, her cover of Gnarls Barkley Crazy received national television airtime on the drama series Suits, which I've never seen, but I've heard of. So that's pretty cool. For a cover artist, an independent cover artist, to get her song featured on a pretty popular TV show, that's pretty amazing. Her Facebook and personal website say that she hasn't released a full-length album yet, But it kind of seems like she has some EPs out on iTunes. I was kind of unsure of what songs were covers or if she did a whole cover album. She definitely has full cover songs available on iTunes. A lot of the songs that she has videos of up on her YouTube channel are also available to purchase on iTunes. She is completely independent, and she is set to release a new EP in early 2016, which is what it said on her personal website. So that leads me to believe that she's released some sort of shorter EP or something before. That's basically all the information I could find out about her online, which personally I hate. I hate when I don't have more information to give you guys about these artists, but hey, what can you do? I did listen to a lot of her cover songs, though, and I really love her Christmas covers. And I think she made an entire cover album of just Christmas songs. Her voice sounds super soulful on this song. I think she does a really great job in this cover I'm going to be playing you. So, the song I will be playing you guys today is Daniela Andrade's cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I just learned yesterday when I was doing some research for my show that this song was written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. And it was actually introduced to the world by Judy Garland in the 1944 musical Meet Me in St. Louis. The lyrics Garland sang in Meet Me in St. Louis have been recorded with only slight variations by a number of different artists. So they've had a few lyrical variations over all of the recordings, but it's been recorded by a bunch of people, including Frank Sinatra in 1950 and 1963 single recordings. I think that's how I know the song best, by Frank Sinatra. But also Bing Crosby did it, Doris Day, Ella Fitzgerald, The Pretenders, James Taylor, and Luther Vandross all did covers of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Just last year, Sam Smith released a cover of the song, which debuted at number 90 on the Billboard Hot 100, the first time a version of the song had been charted on the Hot 100, so that's pretty cool. Sam Smith kind of brought it back. I feel like I've heard the song done by so many people, but I really love the cover I'm about to play you guys today. Daniela makes it much more jazzy and soulful, and her voice is really beautiful, and the sound quality is really great too, which is something that I can always really appreciate playing it over the radio. So, here is Daniela Andrade's cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, originally performed by Judy Garland in the 1944 musical Meet Me in St. Louis. Remember, you're hearing it on my special holiday edition of Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to my holiday edition of Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio. That was just Daniela Andrade's cover of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, originally performed by Judy Garland in the 1944 musical Meet Me in St. Louis. I think that she did a really nice job of covering this classic Christmas song. She made it sound much more current, and I thought that her voice sounded really beautiful. I really thought that she should have made it longer. I wanted more. It was such a short cover, but the second I heard it, it was one of the first Christmas covers I heard when I was looking for content for my show. I kept thinking of it, going back to it and listening to it and thinking of this cover because I thought it was really beautiful. So I really hope you guys enjoyed that cover. Go check out her YouTube channel. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Daniela Andrade, and that's Daniela with one L, and Andrade spelled A-N-D-R-A-D-E. She's also on Facebook and has her own personal website at DanielaAndrade.com. Okay, I think we're going to move into our next artist. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Soundwave, and this is Uncovered live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The next musician that I want to play on the show is a girl named Holly Henry. She's 21, and she's from Minnetonka, Minnesota, home of the moccasins. I had a bunch of Minnetonka moccasins. I used to have so many pairs of those. Her YouTube handle is Holly Mazers, and that's Holly Mazers, M-A-E-Z-E-R-S. But if you just search Holly Henry, you should be able to find her. Her middle name is May, so that's where that comes from. Her Facebook page, again, is just Holly Henry, and it says on her Facebook page that her genre is a mixture of acoustic, folk, alternative. She definitely has a very indie sound. Her voice is super soft and pure. It has a real innocence to it that is, I think it's really beautiful, and it's really different. She's actually popped up a few times on my YouTube searches, so I know I've seen her name before. It was when I was looking at searching her name on iTunes that I also learned that this girl, Holly Henry, was on The Voice Season 5 back in 2013, which was the season that Tessan Chin won. Which I know my parents will remember her. Tessan was amazing. We've been watching The Voice, I'm pretty sure, since the very first season. I don't remember Holly Henry, though, on season 5 back in 2013. That was a few years ago, though. But her real name is Holly Mae Heinrich. So Holly Henry is kind of like a variation of her name, kind of like a stage name. Her blind audition performance of Coldplay's The Scientist got all four chairs to turn, and it was actually in the all-time top 40 for views of The Voice performances on YouTube. I listened to it today, and it was really nice. In the knockout round, she went up against Nick Hawk, who I don't remember, but I feel like I remember the name, Nick Hawk. And she sang Creep by Radiohead. She was sent home that episode after the knockouts. And I was reading today, very interesting. After she was sent home, The Voice subsequently lost 15% of its viewers after that episode. 1.5 million viewers. Is that directly related to her? I don't know, but that's pretty interesting. She had continued popularity after her exposure on The Voice. She has over 229,000 subscribers on YouTube. And she has over 18,000 followers on SoundCloud, which is pretty good. SoundCloud is more of a platform where you can upload your own music. So to have that many followers on SoundCloud, I know a lot of people will subscribe to YouTube channels pretty easily, but that many followers on SoundCloud, that's pretty impressive to me. Simultaneously with the finale for the season 5 of The Voice, Holly Henry released her first EP called The Immigrant. The 5-track EP peaked on iTunes at number 6 on both the US pop and rock charts, the same position it reached in pre-release. So that's pretty good. Also, in April 2014, last year, she won second place in the RyanSeacrest.com top cover competition for her rendition of the hit song Say Something. RyanSeacrest.com seems to support a lot of up-and-coming musicians I've found through my research for my radio show. This girl also has an EP she just released this past August called The Orchard, which is available on iTunes. And I was reading on her Wikipedia page. She has a Wikipedia page, so she's definitely on her way. I was reading on her Wikipedia page that her new EP, The Orchard, that she just released, was all Indiegogo funded. So she produced it on her own and got funded by an Indiegogo page, which is pretty amazing. So today I will be playing you Holly Henry's cover of White Christmas. This song was written by Irving Berlin. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the version sung by Bing Crosby, which is probably the most well-known version, the version sung by Bing Crosby is the best-selling single of all time, with estimated sales in excess of 100 million copies worldwide. I wonder how that compares now with Adele's Hello, which seemed to shatter every record. Other versions of this song, along with Bing Crosby's, have sold over 150 million copies total. The first public performance of the song was by Bing Crosby on his NBC radio show, The Kraft Music Hall, on Christmas Day, 1941. He subsequently recorded the song with the John Scott Trotter Orchestra and the Ken Darby Singers for Decca Records in just 18 minutes in May 1942. And it was released on July 30th as part of an album of 6 78 RPM discs from the film Holiday Inn. Personally, I've never seen the movie, but I guess it was a hit back in the 40s. In 1942 alone, Crosby's recording spent 11 weeks on top of the Billboard charts. Re-released by Decca, the single was re-released. The single returned to the number one spot during the holiday seasons of 1945 and 1946, becoming the only single with 3 separate runs at the top of the U.S. charts. That's pretty amazing that he released it. It spent, in 1942, it spent 11 weeks on top of the charts, and then three years later in 1945, and then a year after that, 1946, the album was re-recorded and re-released, and or the track was re-recorded and re-released and became number ones again. That's just crazy. The recording reappeared annually on the pop chart 20 separate times before Billboard magazine created a distinct Christmas chart for seasonal releases. It appeared 20 times annually. I guess that means for 20 years after the song was released, it appeared on the Billboard charts, causing them to create their own Christmas chart for seasonal releases. That's so funny. The composition for the song won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1942 for the film Holiday Inn. And then the song was featured in another Bing Crosby film, the 1954 musical White Christmas, which then became the highest grossing film of 1954. I learned and thought it was interesting that the version most heard today is actually not the original 1942 Bing Crosby recording, as the master has become damaged due to frequent use, which makes sense, but it was interesting that Crosby actually re-recorded the track in 1947, accompanied again by the Trotter Orchestra and the Darby Singers, with every effort made to reproduce the original recording session. I guess there are subtle differences in the orchestration of the two recordings, but he recorded it again 5 years later. And I guess that is the version that, if you think of it, that's the version that you hear. So yeah, it's a really great song. Probably one of my favorites of the Christmas songs. And I think that Holly Henry does a really amazing rendition of it. So here is Holly Henry's version of White Christmas, originally performed by Bing Crosby. Remember, you're hearing it on my special holiday edition of Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry. And
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to a very special holiday edition of Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Holly Henry's cover of White Christmas, originally performed by Bing Crosby. I just love the pure sound of her voice. I think she has such a unique voice. Her voice is so haunting. It's so innocent sounding. I love it. I think it's such a fresh sound. And those high runs she does are just so delicate, but they're so perfect. I think that this cover is amazing. And like the first cover I played on the show today, I just wanted it to be longer. I wanted more song. I think she should definitely continue to do Christmas songs. I really hope you all enjoyed that cover as much as I did. So go check out her YouTube channel. Her YouTube handle, again, is Holly Mazers. That's Holly Mazers, M-A-E-Z-E-R-S. But if you just search her name, Holly Henry, you should be able to find her, no problem. Okay, right about now, I think we are going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio. All I am is a man. I want the world in my hands. I hate the beach, but I stand in California with my toes in the sand. Use the sleeves of my sweater, let's have an adventure. Head in the clouds, but my gravity's centered. Touch my neck, and I'll touch yours. You and so far away, the goosebumps start to raise, the minute that my left hand meets your waist, and then I watch your face, put my finger on your tongue, cause you love the taste, yeah, these hearts adore, everyone the other beats hard as for, inside this place is warm, outside is our support.
Let me hold,
Welcome back to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in to my special holiday edition of Uncovered. If you missed the first two segments, I played some pretty awesome covers of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and White Christmas. If you're just tuning in now and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. The next artist that I'm going to play on the show today is a girl named Jamie D. She's a 23-year-old singer-songwriter from Redondo Beach, California, but she is now located in Los Angeles. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Jamie D, and that's Jamie spelled J-A-Y-M-E, and D, D-E-E. Jamie D. She's also on Facebook, of course, and she has her own personal website at jamied.com. Jamie started her singing career on YouTube while she was attending the University of Southern California to study vocal performance. I was reading online that she was signed with Republic Records in 2012. And soon after that, she was asked to record a song called Rules for the soundtrack The Hunger Games: Songs from District 12 and Beyond. Now, I'm not sure if that's the actual soundtrack to one of the Hunger Games movies or if it's kind of like an additional soundtrack, because it is called Songs from District 12 and Beyond. But that's super cool, regardless. Since then, however, Jamie has reported that she has parted ways with her record label, and she is now a fully independent artist. She sings, she plays the guitar, and she also plays the piano. And I think that she's really good. On her personal website, she mentions that her musical influences are Amy Winehouse, John Mayer, Frank Sinatra, and Etta James. And I personally think that you can definitely hear the Amy Winehouse in this cover she does. Frankly, that was what I thought of when I first heard it. I was like, well, that sounds like kind of like Amy Winehouse. And it was so funny to see that she had mentioned her as one of her influences on her website. So today I will be playing you Jamie D's cover of Santa Baby, originally performed by Eartha Kitt. This song was written in 1953 by Joan Javits and Philip Springer. All of these Christmas songs were written so long ago. I know that Justin Bieber did a pretty recent Christmas album within the past few years where he had some original Christmas songs, but I feel like these new Christmas songs don't really seem to stick with the modern audience. Everyone loves the classics. Santa Baby's definitely a classic. Santa Baby was originally recorded by Eartha Kitt with Henri René and his orchestra in New York City in July 1953. The track was a huge hit for Kitt, huge commercial success, and she later said that it was one of her favorite songs to record. So, here is Jamie D's cover of Santa Baby, originally performed by Eartha Kitt. You're hearing it on my holiday edition of Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, here on Penguin Radio. radio.dominican.edu.
Santa
baby, slip a cyborg under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down and tell me tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down and tell me. Just as good if you check out my Christmas list. Oh yeah, Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lie. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down to me tonight.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to a very special holiday edition of Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Jamie D's cover of Santa Baby, originally performed by Eartha Kitt. Can't you really hear the Amy Winehouse influence in her voice in that song? I feel like she doesn't sound like Amy Winehouse, but you can hear the influence of Amy Winehouse. I think this girl is really good, Jamie D. I like her jazzy, soulful style. And especially in this song, I really like the way that she really enunciates the words in the song and the way that she's playing the guitar. I think that it all works really well on this cover. So I really hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. Go check her out. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Jamie D. And that's spelled J-A-Y-M-E-D. D spelled D-E-E. And she's also on Facebook. Okay, guys. Now I think we're going to move into our last segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to my holiday edition of Uncovered, live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you are just tuning in now, and you first missed the first few segments of my show, and if you wanted to check those covers out, as always, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all have been tuning in for the past few weeks, you know that I'm going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's song. This week it's obviously Christmas song, so it'll be an established artist covering a Christmas song. So this week, I'm going to be playing a three-way celebrity cover by Kelly Clarkson, Trisha Yearwood, and Reba McEntire. Three of the most famous names in pop and country music. Now, I discovered this amazing rendition of Silent Night just the other day, and there was no way that I wasn't going to include it on my show. They're just so good. All three of these women are such amazing singers and have had such successful careers, and you can attribute that to the fact that they're so good. The three performed this cover on a 2013 Christmas TV special called Kelly Clarkson's Cautionary Christmas Music Tale on NBC. The performances were filmed live at the Venetian in Las Vegas. I talked about Kelly Clarkson a few shows ago when I played her cover of Tracy Chapman's Give Me One Reason as the celebrity cover. I really love her. I think that she is an absolutely phenomenal singer, and I think that she will be forever successful and relevant with her music as she continues to make it. I think she will always be super successful. She is such a great singer. She makes such great music. I love her. Now, I'm not as familiar with country music as I am with the pop scene, but Trisha Yearwood and Reba McEntire are definitely some names that even I recognize. Some of you may not know that Kelly Clarkson was actually born in Fort Worth, Texas. So although she may technically be a pop singer, I don't know, you can never really take the Texas out of the girl. So I think it's really cool to hear Kelly Clarkson's really classically pop sound combined with the really country voices of Trisha Yearwood and Reba McEntire. I think it's really good. So just a little bit of background about the song. Silent Night was composed in 1818. Wow, so old. Such a classic. It was composed in 1818 by Franz Xaver Gruber to lyrics by Joseph Moore in a very small town in Austria. The song has been recorded by a large number of singers from basically every music genre, but the version sung by Bing Crosby is probably the most well-known. And it is also the third best-selling single of all time. So, probably the one that you all know. Okay, so without further ado, here is Kelly Clarkson, Trisha Yearwood, and Reba McEntire's cover of the Christmas classic, Silent Night. Remember, you're listening to it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Round.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to a very special holiday edition of Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Kelly Clarkson, Trisha Yearwood, and Reba McEntire's cover of Silent Night. Such an amazing cover. All three of these women are such amazing singers, and I think their voices just sounded so perfect, harmonizing and singing together. I thought it was a great cover, such a classic Christmas song. Kelly Clarkson, personally, I think is just such an amazing singer. I feel like I've said it a million times. I love her. She invited a bunch of artists to join her on this Christmas special that she did a few years ago. And I think that this was probably the best song they did that night. I had a all-girl show here. Girl power. Anyway, guys, I think that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to my show, Uncovered, every week, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. I really appreciate all of the support every week from my parents, my amazing boyfriend, and my friends who have tuned in to hear me on the radio. This has been such an incredible experience for me. I had so much fun. But honestly, I'm pretty happy for it to be over right now so I can just relax and enjoy my final exams. Ha. Thank you guys so much again. Good luck on finals, Penguins. And I hope everyone has a happy holidays and an amazing holiday break. For now, remember, this has been DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.